Commander, let us send a message to these dissidents.
Yes, sir.
Greetings. I am Grand Admiral Hector Libas, servant of His Majesty Prawn Denier, ruler of the Kepler system. You may be aware of who and what we are. You have been fed lies by your government for nearly 2 years. We are not mindless killers. Since the Great Expansion, humanity has become complacent and weak. We have reverted back to the old ways that nearly led our species into extinction. We have lost the true nature of humanity, what our forefathers designed for us, and what our true purpose is. Domination! The natural balance of life is shaken. In order to restore this balance, there must be those that rule, and those who are ruled. My lord comes to you now to fulfill that balance. You will follow this law of nature, or suffer the consequences of inaction.
Denier requests your immediate presence.
I will be there. What is the report from the spies across the four major sectors?
All sectors operating well without problems, sir.
Continue your scans and have them continue with their mission.
Yes, sir.
Come, join me. Are you familiar with the story of Romulus and his brother, Remus?
I cannot say I am, my lord.
Two brothers were abandoned to drown in a river. Their uncle began a crusade to eliminate every offspring of their father, so that he may rule their kingdom. But as the blood from their cuts and scrapes ran through the river, a she-wolf smelled it and went to them. Instead of eating them, she raised them as her own. Hold out your hand. We must begin.
I'm not sure I understand, my lord.
You will. Now, repeat after me. Gloria.
Gloria.
Ex Duris,
Ex
Gloria.
Duris, Gloria.
Libra.
Libra.
Libra Vitae.
Libra Vitae.
Riba mortis!
Riba mortis!
O ignus spiritus vitae et mors! Deus ex traet ordo! Terra sanctum retrium!
The two drank from her, and were nourished by her. Fueled by nothing but their own hatred, they overthrew the kingdom together, and they became like gods, with none to oppose them, and they drank from the blood of their enemies. We practice this ritual to remind ourselves of our true goal, ascendancy. Just as we were abandoned by our kind, so too shall we reveal our divine power and achieve true ascendancy. Not just you and I, but as a species. To become like gods. When we rule the entire colonial spine, we will reach the greater universe and employ our will upon the stars. Only then will the natural order be restored to the universe.
Incoming life forms.
What? Whoa. Oh, they're back.
Scanning for contaminants. Sterilization commencing. No contaminants detected. Clear for entry. Entry door sealed. Main door opening in 3, 2, 1.
Guys, is everyone safe?
Yeah, we're good, I think. Got a large amount of water that's ready for consumption tests, though.
We've managed to completely clean it, and we can now confirm we have a stable water source.
Rebecca and I were able to obtain a full schematic of the engines, and we now know that we need to repair them and construct a new one. Sadly, we may be here for months, given that the cycles are the same here as on Earth.
As a matter of fact, they are. In my off time, I was able to study various factors, and the day-night cycle is extremely similar to Earth's. The days are slightly longer, but that seems like it would work in our favor.
And what of any environmental factors?
Well, besides the local wildlife, the only potential dangers we have in this area of the planet are gust storms, giant hailstorms, and freezing temperatures.
Wait, where's Adrian and Tyler?
They must not be back in yet. Did any of you hear that strange signal?
Why, as a matter of fact, that is the reason we came back. We want to make sure you're okay.
Thank you. Although I wish Tyler felt the same.
Jan, I'm sure he and Adrian are on their way right now.
Speak of the devil. Well, they better hurry. There's a hailstorm coming from the east.
Raising the shields now. The shield will last for the next few hours. Once it's depleted, it takes the same amount of time to recharge. We will have to shut off the seal doors for several hours.
We don't have any satellites across the planet. We won't be able to get an accurate forecast. And Tyler, what if we close it before he gets here? It could...
You have to believe in him, Jan.
Environmental hazard approaching.
Yeah, we know! Alice, get us Fucking idiot! Shut up, asshole! I'm trying my best!
Guys, watch out!